Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing how women, most of them in the informal sector, are providing for their families under the current economic challenges with the recent introduction of the Zimbabwe gold currency or ZiG notes and coins. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. The U.S. state of Florida has a new law banning most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. In this presidential campaign, Donald Trump is defending the right of states to regulate reproductive rights. Joe Biden says that the decentralized authority threatens the women's lives. VOA correspondent Scott Stenz has the story.
The Biden campaign is making reproductive rights a centerpiece of its reelection drive. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in Florida the day the state's new abortion law took effect.
This is a fight for freedom. The fundamental freedom to make decisions about one's own body and not have their government tell them what they're supposed to do.
Florida's new abortion law is among the nation's most restrictive and has prompted a November ballot initiative to put abortion rights in the state constitution. U.S. states are making their own abortion laws because a 2022 Supreme Court decision ended federal abortion protections. Trump appointed three of the six justices who decided that case, and Harris says voters need to hold him accountable.
Across our nation, we witness a full-on assault, state by state, on reproductive freedom. And understand who is to blame. Former President Donald Trump did this.
While Trump says the new Florida law goes too far, he regularly takes credit for this state-by-state approach to abortion. It's the will of the people, he explained in a video on his social media site last month.
Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith.
At a women's health clinic in Fort Pierce, Florida, this patient fears the new law means more young women will die.
I think it means a lot more deaths, honestly, because 6 weeks is not really a lot of time. And then I feel like abortion is still going to happen, whether it happens legally or illegally. It'll happen like on the streets. It'll just be unsafe.
Clinic owner Candace Dye says there was a rush of patients before the new abortion law. For her, a six-week ban is too restrictive.
And a lot of girls don't even know they're pregnant until they're 6 weeks. You know, they think they're 4 weeks because they haven't seen their period yet. So, and then we do our ultrasound, they're six already, and the patients have to be seen 2 different days.
Outside the clinic, anti-abortion protesters try to engage with each woman who enters. Tammy Holly shares her experience.
I'm here because abortion has hurt me. And I certainly don't want to see other women hurt by abortion. They walk in the door and they never come out the same. No matter how they try to go on with life as normal, they'll never be the same.
While ending abortion motivates many Republican voters, Trump appears mindful of the issue's political vulnerabilities in a close presidential race.
Always go by your heart, but we must win. We have to win. We are a failing nation. But we can be a failing nation no longer. We will make our nation great.
Harris says Trump's Republican allies in Congress want a nationwide abortion ban. Trump has said that's not necessary now that states can make their own abortion laws. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
And we continue with our corruption series for this week. Today, focusing on Ghana. According to a 2023 Transparency International report, most African nations are showing stagnation or failing to make progress against corruption. Corruption is still a reality in many African countries, including Ghana. According to the country's Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, corruption accounts for about 20% of the national budget. Civil society groups are joining the fight, taking up the challenge to expose it and push everyone for action. Isaac Kaledzi has more from Accra.
Yeah, because as a journalist, you must have a heart.
These Ghanaian journalists are planning for their next big investigative story. They work for the Fourth Estate, an Accra-based non-profit public interest and accountability initiative by the Media Foundation for West Africa.
We work with Ghanaians, we work with whistleblowers who give us information. And so we look at issues and we go deep into those issues. We bring them out in forms of, you know, publications, online, you know, write-ups and YouTube videos and all that, mainstream documentaries.
The publications focuses largely on anti-corruption related stories. Since launching in 2021, it has published several groundbreaking anti-graft stories. Among them was an expose by the project on asset declaration following a requirement that government officials declare their assets. The Fourth Estate filed the case with Ghana's Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice that further investigated the matter.
So when we did that story, as many as 294 or so public officials hurriedly declared their assets. In fact, before the publication, they are not declared, but they were in office. But when we published the story, very quickly, they declared their assets. And we thought that that was impactful, and it sent the right message to authorities and to public officials.
Anti-corruption campaigners say fighting corruption in Ghana has become a daunting task, despite the country launching the National Anti-Corruption Action Plan, a policy document with plans to combat corruption.
The National Anti-Corruption Action Plan was the blueprint for all of us to fight corruption. However, in all these very glowing attributes that I gave, you would realize that there are so many gaps within the system that we haven't paid attention to. And for that matter, it makes the fight against corruption a difficult one.
Some of those gaps include weak laws that hinder the work of state institutions mandated to investigate and prosecute corrupt public officials. Civil society groups like the Center for Democratic Development, CDD, are filling the gap and taking on the challenge. In 2017, the organization launched the Corruption Watch Project in an attempt to reduce public corruption through advocacy for transparency.
We are able to do original investigations. We have actual investigative journalists as part of the team that do the investigation. But we also try to follow up on cases that are alive or cases that we feel have been buried and we forgotten that we think we need to revive.
The activism by the CDD team for the past 7 years appears to be yielding results.
We didn't want the issue of corruption to die and also to be episodic. You know, we just wanted to keep it on the minds of, you know, citizens that we need to keep fighting. We need to take an interest. You know, they need to join the fight because we're feeling that corruption was becoming normalized and people felt that, oh, well, that's how it is.
Thanks to the works of these civil society groups, the fight against corruption is on people's mind.
Both as anti-corruption and governance experts and think tanks, a lot of work has been done. We have shown evidence of research that corruption is an issue and it is hydra-headed. And to fight it, we need serious commitment.
Isaac Kaledzi, VOA News, Accra.
Now let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that you are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. This evening, we are talking about economic challenges faced by women. And to joining our discussion, we welcome our guests, Mrs. Constance Shumba, head of the Women's Desk in the Harare Residence Trust, and Ms. Juliet Sampson, Vice Chairperson of the Women's Council in the civic group Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. We welcome you to the show, and we'll start with you, Mrs. Constance Shumba. We see that you are on the Women's Desk at the Harare Residence Trust. How are the women faring in this economic environment in the capital?
Thank you. I think as you asked me on the issue of women, I said I'll prefer speaking in Shona.
Yes, do go ahead and speak in Shona. It's fine.
Okay. Takatarisa isusi ya residence, takatarisa mamiriro akaita kunge the economic challenge ili kufeswa ni madzimai ya muno muZimbabwe. Tukuona kutini madzimai ya Zimbabwe, arusangana nima challenges akaita se transport. Tunaona kuti madzimai ya muZimbabwe, arusangana nima issues, nima problems, akaita se billing, and mamwe pacho na chikafu ne health. Takatarisa kudaro tukuona tupa issue ya transport because of the big the transition from RTGS. Hapana kuwenye zidisi ya kakua na kutujiju da kuitwa nishitia famba sei kaka wanu wa jinji pa wakanga wa kufamba kuma kombi kema ma private transport nisikwani uru jinji wakanga wa kunyimwa pa jimbo kutika nula kubadu wa 50 cents wa kunyimwa machenji au ema 50 cents. So it means kana urugu kutazila, urugu famba pa njimbo inda kubadarwa 50 cents, wa akuma nchimwa kubadarwa dola ni kutu ino ujwa kuti hapana change. Ino weda mpikore mazimaika hinji, kana pasina kudaro wano batani zona wano mchirumi, wanguacho na wanozo mara wawa njenga kana muri mkatine buta, wanguacho na jesho kuti unozo ewa kuniti kani kura mba uchitendela ni mune churumo wakunda ziwi, mchita kungo chaga chete kuti mwane change ye dola ya mkunda zopanike kuwa na at the end of the day. Tika tarisa futi ka issue ye billing, chukona kuti billing ye sito ufarare ta isu, chukona kuti billing ye sito ufarare, wa jinji po waru kuenda kuno badara. Instead, you go to a bad wa badara Maria in US dollars. They are people woman machine RTGS by Shandiswa Kutipa Shandiswa card payment, of which was in one and Shandisa Maria US dollar. So you know they are pala business in US dollars to the say. When you shop for machine, what would charge your one machine? You forget to say $10, $25, $30, of which you are chinas of the Jewish or would change the actual pan. One workers of 4 seconds work badara, Mari, Kuzotenga, Shin, Joan, and the Watson Daddy, Kutenga. So I'm a Tambu Ziko. I agree to your cousin, Raso Gumara, who Tambu Zika, Scatter Safari, Shepu, Power and Stuff. Shinji ya wachaiti shukujiwa breakfast, lunch, supper, kwa anema meals mairi, anoe lunch yakada breakfast yakabatana le lunch then kozwani kwa supper nenyaya ye climate change yakaitika yegoro rino kuti hakuna zvachose chikafu tikona kuti vazhinji madzimai ava kutoshandira tingati kuenda kundoita ma part-time jobs ekuti wakwanise kuti mhuri dzirarame mai kazhinji ndivo vanosangana nematambudziko ekuti mungu wakaenda kuchipatara vachida kuno vachirwara vachida kunoratisa anga wemwana tinoona kuti vane matambudziko ekuti vanogona kusvika ukoko kuchifanwa kubhadharwa chioko muhomwe chekuti mwana iyeye arapwa kana chioko muhomwe chekuti mwana asununguke nezvaro dzati tati nenzvimbo yeta kuudzwa kuti munhu atosununguke pakliniki iri ukoko anobhadhara mari inonzi yehuku zvinoreva kuti madzimai anogona kutosangana nedambudziko rekusabatsirwa nekukasikira nekuti anenge asina kupa mbuya huku yavo nekuti vabatsire marezini vabatsire murwere anenge asvika panzvimbo saka mamwe matambudziko ari kusanganikwa nevanhu especially madzimai mukati meguta reHarare nenyaya yekushayikwa kwemvura tinoona kuti madzimai
Thank you very much, Mrs. Shumba. We'll continue with the water situation. Yes, stay online. We'll come back to you. Yes, Miss, we'll come to you now, Miss Juliet Sampson. You have heard what Mrs. Shumba said concerning the problems they are facing there, the use of the Zig, which by yesterday I understand it wasn't there in Bulawayo. Have you seen the Zig yet?
Okay, how are you, everyone? I haven't seen the Zig yet. I want to shoot to say it. What is the Zig?
Okay, what about the other challenges Mrs. Shumba is talking about? She is talking about the difficulties that women face in most aspects of lives, in the hospitals, in paying their bills. What can you say about this? Do you have similar problems in Bulawayo?
Yes, yes, we are facing the same challenges in Bulawayo. Usually, the challenges in the informal sector, as you know, women constitute a large percentage in the informal sector. Some are cross borders. We are not now able to secure a passport. We are not yet being answered that is Zig be able to pay if you want the passport. If you have your things in South Africa, Botswana, are you able to pay the duty using the Zig? So we are facing challenges as in the informal sector.
Yes, thank you very much. Mrs. Shumba, you can hear what Ms. Samson is saying there. If you can tell us if you face similar problems in Harare and also add on to what you were saying about the water situation, you can speak in short.
Okay, the issue of water.
Yes, go ahead.
Pardon?
Yes, you can go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Dambudziko revagari vemuHarare kunyanyisa panyaya yekuwanikwa kwemvura nenyaya yekushayikwa kwemishonga tiri kuona kuti nenzvimbo dzakanga dzichambowana mvura kana kuti katatu kana ka4 mazuva mana kana mazuva matatu pasvondo wakuwana mvura kamwe chete kana kutoishaya izvi zvinokonzera kuti vazhinji vararame nemvura dziri mukati nematoti mabohozi kana kuti mashalo wehozi mumabohozi manogona kuitawo dambudziko rekuti mune vamwe vanhu vanoti mabhoho ndeyavo zvinokozokonzera kuti mabhoho iyayo abhadharise kuti vanhu vateremusa saka madzimai mazhinji anozogumara aakuenda kunochera mvura mumashalo ehozi munowe musina kuchengetedzwa musina utano mvura dzisina utano izvi zviri kukonzera mukanzwa mukacherekedza munoona kuti maoutbreak ekorera akasimudza mureza zvakanyanya muno muguta reHarare nenyaya yekuti vanhu vakanga vari kushandisa zvimvura dzisina kuchengetedzwa mvura dzakashata uyezve masuwage ari kungove anoyerera achienda zvemumashalo wozi atiri kutaura nezvavo ayaya asinena leakages emvura dzemasungu dzinopinda mukati memashalo asina kuchengetedzwa. Saka mvura zhinji dzemuHarare nyange dzemumazvibhorani zvacho izvozvo tokuona kuti zhinji hadzisisiri mvura dzakanaka, imvura dzatoshata. Saka matambudziko ari kuzosangana nemadzimai kana kuti nevanasikana kunotsvaga mvura iyoyo. Vazhinji vaakurwara nemisana, vazhinji vachitemwa nemisoro nekuda kwekutakura mabhaketi emvura. Tambudziko rinozouya nderekuti kana warwara uchaenda kuchipatara chipi, nekuti chipatara chiri kuda ofu chine kuoma kweupenyu. Wabereki wazhinji kana kuti madzimai vazhinji vemuZimbabwe haaendi kumabasa, vazhinji wacho vagere muDzimba, vana baba ndivo vanoendawo kumabasa, asiri mazhinji acho aatoma informal sectors kubasa, kwekuti dzimweni dzenguva unoenda asi unodzoka usina kana cheuviri chawawana chekudya chewana. Saka kuzowana mari yekumahospitals idambudziko rakanyanyisa riri kusasangana nemadzimai mukati menzvimbo matiri. Madzimai unozoona kuti vazhinji havaendi kuchipatara, haizi nyaya yekuti anenge asingadiwire kuchipatara, inyaya yekuti ari kushaya mari yekunogadhira kuchipatara kwake, kunodiwa mashuresi kwaconsultation. But still wabhadhara consultation iyoyo hakunazve mishonga yacho. Zvinova kuti dambudziko riya riri kuzobvafutika mukadzi rekuti achadi mari yekuti abhadhare consultation ozobvatsvaga zvemari yekunotenga mishonga. Pamwe pacho pakiriniki ipapo vanhu vazhinji vanozoti tinozobvunzwa kunzi saka manga muine mari yemishonga, zvoreva kuti paakutocreatwa corruption choko muhomwe chokuti mumwe munhu awane mishonga. Saka mvura inozodzoka yaakupa dambudziko rekuti vanhu vatsvage zvipatara zvekuti vandorapwe korera, kuti vandorapwe marwadzo ekunge vachitakura migomo kana kuti matini kana kuti mabhaketi avanenge vachishandisa kuchera mvura idzodzo.
Okay, thank you so much. Do stay on the line. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokuthi abesifazana labantwana baphila njani kulesi isimo somnotho olukhoni kangaka. Siyabona ukuthi abaningi bayakhala ngokuthi lanxa kuthiwa sokule mali entsha yokusebenzisa leyezik abayifinyeleli. Yebo ke silo lapha silo nkosikazi Constance Shumba, yena obona ngogatsha lwabesifazane kunhlanganiso yeHarare Residence Trust, uyasitshela ke khona ngalo ukuthi labo abesifazana ke esigodlweni bathwele amagabha avuzayo ngoba abayi imali yena le lanxa kuthiwa ikhona ayisebenziseki kuhle abayifinyeleli. Futhi uthi kulo dubo lwamanzi abafinyeleli amanzi, lesibhedlela lapho nxa besiyabhadala abayitholi leyo mali okumele beyihlawule ukwenzela ukuthi belatshwe. Kukanti angaze beyihlawule leyo mali abatholi ukwelatshwa ngoba kungela mithi eneleyo. Kukanti uhlupho lwamanzi luyakhathaza kakhulu ngoba yilo lubangela imikhuhlane eminingi efana labo cholera. Siphinde njalo sibe lo nkosazana Juliet Samson laye lapha ubesichasisela ngokuthi kwenzakalani kobulawayo, bona lapho abaningi bathi abakayitholi leyo mali yezik esikhona kwezinye indawo zeHarare. Ngakho-ke kulokho kuqhubeka nje ngokuba kunjalo, kodwa abanye bathi bayithola beyisebenzise eyohlobo lweswipe emafonini abo. Yebo-ke, coming back to you, Miss Samson, can you tell us what's happening with the vendors? We saw that today the police arrested some vendors who are operating along the Fifth Avenue. Actually, they were not operating there. They were protesting, saying the council is not fair. Do you have some members who are facing those difficulties to sell, seeing that mostly are women? And what is your, how do you usually assist them? Ms. Samson.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, Tandavira. Yes, we know there's a cat and mouse between food council and vendors, but here in Bulawayo, usually we encourage people to join association such that the information from food council will be disseminated to different associations. So those who were injured by police, they don't have licenses, they don't pay the amount which is being wanted by the city council. So many people who belong to associations don't have that problem. So those who don't belong to associations, they face the challenges of being chased by police, and some will pay dollar
bread omakokola yen lawa is cousin omakokola. Some they are paying that money, some are coming as far as Marani. They travel during the night, they sell their ways during the night, during the day, they return back to Harare and get other stuff. But usually many vendors here in Bulawayo, many people in the informal sector, they fall under association, which is being encouraged by the city of Bulawayo.
Yes, and what about the women there? We see that most of them are vendors too. How are they managing? How are the profit margins there? Can they afford to take care of their families, their children?
Economic situation, the profits are not enough to take care of the community. But if vendors association like the PCPA, we introduced a tailor-made insurance scheme which covers medical aid. We know that if you are selling, you don't get enough. But we introduced that insurance scheme. If you have the $5, you can use your medical aid, you can be insured for your products, because we know that women we can get sick because of shortage of water, like this year, we have the drought here in Lawayo. So the dams are maybe 10% full. So that medical aid, that scheme which we introduced for people in the informal sector, you can use your medical aid, you can go and use your medical checkups, treatment, whatever. It can afford the price of $5, which is very reasonable for someone who is in the informal sector, who is a vendor. We sell that time, we sell food and drink. You can afford that $5. Whenever you get sick, you will not have cash at that moment, but you can use your medical aid and get treated. Even the pharmacies allowed ask you that medical aid. If you use medical aid from First Mutual is the clinic for everyone. Opticians, dentists, they work on a First Mutual. So we are trying to cut the head. Even if in Harare, maybe they can have that opportunity to help women. You know, women are very weak. We work solo, we get sick regularly. So I'm encouraging my fellows in Harare to try to get facility.
All right. Thank you so much. You can hear that Mrs. Shumba, she's saying she's encouraging you two to have that facility. Of course, her counterparts, the vendors. So if you can tell us, Mrs. Shumba, how do you help the residents? You have told us of the challenges. Is there anything you are doing as the trust to assist them? Well, you have just a minute to answer. You can go ahead.
Okay, pardon
me, Sage. Yes, Ishan. How do you assist the residents? You have told us of all the challenges that you face. So how do you help them?
Okay. If you say a lot of residents just in my community, with Shaba, Sira, Nerera, Nonimia, Yaz, Michiquita, a nation, safety, delivery, Tino Pazizzo, Kajinji, mukati nama communities kuti damudziko randataura rebilling rekuti wagari wazhinji vari kubhadhara mari vabhadhara mari dzavo inusd dzinonyorwa kuti card payment. Tinovakurudzira kuti vasati wabva pa district office kana kuti pese pavanenge vanobhadharira mari dzavo, ngavatarise kuti risiti yavo yakanyorwa kunzi USD here kana kuti yakanyorwa.
Yes, thank you. I think something wrong with your phone there. But anyway, we've come to the end of our show, and we'd like to say thank you to our guest, Mrs. Constance Shumba of the Harare Residents Trust. She's on the Women's Council branch, and also Ms. Juliet Samson of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, also on the Women's Council. And signing off, I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington. We'll be right back.